Finally, Congress can take an easy vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president is not only not condemning Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, but says he might campaign for him. The reason? Anything's better than a Democrat, and he believes Roy Moore's denials.
He gives a total denial.
And he has no choice but to believe those denials, because when reporters ask him about the 10 women who during the campaign accused him of assault, he gives this answer.
All I can say is it's totally fake news.
That's his defense in these cases, the idea that women will just make up stuff about powerful men. But he did say he thinks the facts on the harassers should come out. And as CBS's Margaret Brennan reported,
President Trump also said Congress should reveal the names of lawmakers who have settled sexual harassment cases.
That was a reference to John Conyers, the 88-year-old member of Congress who acknowledged settling a sexual harassment claim some years ago, although he, too, denies doing anything wrong. So, let's think this through. If the president himself believes in releasing the names of lawmakers who've settled sexual harassment cases, why not urge Congress to pass a congressional resolution to that effect? Or even better, propose a bill immediately invalidating all non-disclosure agreements involving any sexual harassment nationwide. That should be a slam dunk, especially now. And even if it doesn't pass, the roll call vote could be very enlightening. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.